Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
KNBR and KNBR FM, San Francisco, the sports leader. Man, this is a treat here. To baseball fans of a certain age, our next guest, you'd hear his name, and it would strike fear in your heart if he was in the box against your favorite team. He had it all. Size, speed, and arm, and one of the dopest nicknames in all of sports. It is our pleasure to welcome the Cobra, Dave Parker, to the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks Show. He has a book out, Cobra, A Life of Baseball and Brotherhood. Dave, we appreciate the time. How you doing today, sir?
Doing good. And you?
Doing fine. I mean, I know it's making my day, and I'm sure it's making the day of my partners, Larry Kruger and Tom Tolbert. We grew up watching you, and they don't seem to make dudes like you anymore in Major League Baseball. Is that something when you watch ball nowadays, you look and go, man, it's really different than how we used to get down back in the 70s and the 80s.
Yeah, it's a different game. It's a lot slower than it were in my day. I know that. But we played with some unique guys. We had We Are Family team, and we were guys that played together, at dinner together, called each other in the off season. We were a real family.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we all fell in love, Larry, with that team, even if that Pirates team was beating our squad, you know, the Giants or the Astros. I mean, you guys were just so much fun to watch. I was always intrigued by the time you spent in Oakland in the late 80s in that trade from the Reds. It made sense that you were supposed to be a part of that Oakland team with the Bash Brothers. You were just supposed to finish up your career with that outfit, it seemed like.
Yeah, that was a good club. That was the best club I ever played on. You had an all-star team. You had Ricky Henderson leading off, Corny Langford hitting second. I hit fourth. Jose hit third. Martin McGuire hit fifth. Henderson hit sixth. Steinbach hit seventh. Phillips hit eighth. And Walt Weiss hit ninth. You know, that was a hell of a team.
Dave, it's such a pleasure to interview you, man. And I was struck by the guys you played high school ball with and watching the hour-long thing that MLB did on you. Just how they were just so loyal to you and just loved you so much. And your success was their success. And I just thought that was so cool that so many of the guys that you went to high school in Cincinnati kind of, you know, they were with you every step of the way, as a professional. I don't know. It was cool to see that you had such cool friendships with those guys.
Yeah, we had some great friendships. We grew up together and played sports together. We had two guys that went to the minor leagues. Adolph Carter went to Houston, played there. Connie Warren ended up being a basketball star playing for the Denver Rockets. So we had some good sport guys, and they are loyal. We did everything together.
For those that don't remember how good Dave was the first professional athlete, not baseball player, athlete, to sign for $1 million a year. He signed for $1 million a year back in the 70s, which was a big deal. How cool is that to be that guy, Dave? But then you have to be that guy. Like, everyone expects every time you come up, you're going to get a hit. The fans are getting on you for making too much money. I remember when they're throwing stuff at you out there in right field, which never made any sense to me, but fans are fans. They're goofy sometimes. But was that tough? I mean, it's great signing the contract, but was it also tough, like, being that guy?
Yeah, and you always pay for being the first. And I was the first to get that kind of money. And they just turned on me. Everything went south. But I enjoyed being the first. I thought I could handle it. And I handled it well. I revolutionized salary. And I want to know for all these guys that's making them $200 and $300 and $400 million, where's my 10%?
Exactly. They should kick you back some.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Cobra, Dave Parker, nice enough to join us here on the Tolbert, Kruger, and Brooks show. He has a book out, Cobra, A Life of Baseball and Brotherhood. As you heard Larry mention, if you can find it, find the hour-long special that they did on Dave and his life, his baseball life, and his real life on MLB Network. It is a real fun watch and informative, and you get to see the brothers that were a part of Dave Parker's brotherhood. So we like to get the old school cats on and ask them how they would fare in today's baseball, because it's different. Striking out's not that big of a deal. They want you to swing for home runs. They want you to hit home runs, and the parks are smaller than where you played in Pittsburgh and Riverfront and having to go to the Astrodome and Windy Candlestick. What do you think you could have done today with the pitchers throwing hard and the ballparks being as small as they are?
I think I would have done extremely well. These guys really only can control one pitch, and that's the fastball. And I was the first pitch fastball hitter, so it was ideal for my style of offense.
You know, it's funny. As a little kid, I was born in 70, so, you know, late 70s, I'm, you know, 8, 9 years old, and I played third base on my team, and my mom got me some Pittsburgh Pirate-colored socks. And the next day at practice, I'm standing out in right field, and the coach is like, "Hey, you're supposed to play third base." He's like, I'm Dave Parker. I'm in right field. When I was 7 years old, 1977, you had 26 outfield assists in a single season, second only to the great Roberto Clemente. To me, watching you throw, I mean, it was incredible. But, Dave, since we got you here, you know, the Giants were very involved in that 79 season in kind of indirect way. The Giants traded Bill Madlock to you guys, and I kind of felt like Madlock was the final piece of the puzzle, and you guys really took off from there. What was your recall of that 79 season where you guys came back from 3-1 down against the O's in the series, and what a great year that was?
Yeah, it was a great year. It was a historic year because of the quake. And Madlock was definitely the final piece of the puzzle. Chuck Tanner said he had heard stuff about Madlock that he was a hard guy to get along with. And me and Willie at the same time told Chuck, get him. And they went out and got him. And that took care of the playoffs in the series.
Dave, I know you've been you recently diagnosed with Parkinson's, and you've been dealing with that. And I know a little bit about it. My former radio partner Ralph Barbieri had Parkinson's, and I'm just wondering how you're dealing with it when you found out the news. You know, how it affected you, and how you've been doing since.
Well, I've been doing pretty good. I have good days, bad days, but I'm fortunate to have mostly good days. And people, when they first found out I had Parkinson's, a lot of people looked at it as being a death certificate. Mm-hmm. But you can live a quality of life. And I do things, stay active, play with my grandchildren, play golf, every now and then shoot a basketball. So I'm doing stuff to stay active, and you got to play the hand that's dealt.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nothing I can do about it. I got to go out and wake up every morning. It's a new adventure. So I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love to hear, you know, your attitude about it as well. I wanted to ask you one other thing about going back to the 70s when you signed that contract. I remember, and this was before everyone was, you know, had something to say and wasn't afraid to say it. And you were that guy, black man, 70s, not afraid to express his opinion, not afraid to be loud. And I'm assuming that's just who you were. But did you have to fight different forces? I mean, were people saying, you know, maybe you should just tone it down a little bit, or, you know, maybe not? And you just said, I just got to be who I am. I mean, how was it dealing with that? Because that wasn't – nowadays it's no big deal. Any athlete is loud, and we all – you know, it's all noise now on Twitter. Back then it wasn't. There weren't a lot of guys that were as loud as you and as vocal as you, but you never had any problem sharing your opinion. How come?
Well, I made sense. I used to have a saying to every gang I played on the weekend. When the leaves turned brown, I'd be wearing the batting crown.
There you go.
I had another one. Another one was, there's only three things for sure today. The sun's going to shine, the wind's going to blow, and Big Dave's going to go 4 for 4.
Yes, sir.
You backed it up.
Absolutely, absolutely. The book, Cobra, A Life, Baseball, and Brotherhood. Why'd you decide to write a book, Dave?
Well, I've been trying to do it ever since that I reached stardom in the major leagues. I thought that I had something to say at that time. And I messed around and didn't write it until just 2 years ago. So it's been 38 years in the making.
38 years in the making. I'm sure there's a ton of stories and a ton of good memories and memories that aren't so good. But it takes a lot of courage to put one's life down there in print and then put it out there for everybody to read and absorb and make their own judgments on. I can only assume that you want people to read the book and like the book, but I don't get a sense that the way you lived your life, you're necessarily trying to get people to look at you a different way if they were going at about it a different way.
No, not at all. I stand accountable for everything I've done. On the field and off the field. So I realize how people may look at the trial as a negative, but it was a negative that I created, and I stand accountable.
Dave, thanks for stopping by, man. Great stuff. The Dave Parker 39 Foundation still alive and well. Is there any way if people want to get in contact with you via your foundation, they can?
Sure. I got it right here. Dave Parker, 39 Foundation. Then I got an Amazon. You can pick the book up. Walmart, Barnes & Noble. It's at all those locations.
Duly noted, sir. We appreciate the time. Best of luck with the book, and it is an absolute thrill and a pleasure to talk to you. We're all fans of you and the teams that you played on. Continued health and happiness, Dave. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys.
Thank you, sir.
Take it easy.
You as
Thank
well.
You, Dave.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.